Friday, September 26, 2008, the bitter aftertaste of the Chinese food scandal, making a pun on the words independence and poison, both pronounced du in Chinese. China often refers to Taiwanese independence as Taiwanese poison. In reality, however, it is in China that poisonous contaminants keep turning up in food, providing that the real poison is China itself. An internet user and new father in Jiangsu province posted an article saying he had bought Sanlu milk powder to support the economy by buying Chinese-made goods. He now asks, what is the purpose of patriotism and supporting Chinese-made products? As a child, I learned the saying, without a country, we have no home. But what have I got in return for my patriotism? The hardest thing is to bear is when you are betrayed by the one you trust the most. It's a feeling worse than death. Complaints about Sanlu's milk powder first appeared on Chinese websites in February. But bureaucrats and business people found ways to get them deleted. Newspaper reports began appearing early this month. But not until September 13th did China's State Council Information Office, under pressure from the New Zealand government, call a press conference. On September 17th, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao publicly censured the responsible authorities for failing to monitor the situation. And on September 19th, Chinese President Hu Jintao criticized the officials involved for being numb and uncaring. Given that melamine-tainted products have been sold all over China and that an international scandal occurred last year when pets died from eating contaminated Chinese-made pet food, just replacing a couple of company presidents and local officials will not be enough. It was public pressure that forced the resignation of Li Changjiang, head of the General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection and Quarantine on Monday. Yili Group products have also tested positive for melamine. Last year, Hu visited the Yili Group and gave it his endorsement. Surely, it is the Chinese Communist Party and government leaders who should be taking responsibility for the scandal. Almost every country in the world has banned existing imports from Chinese milk powder. Last week, I wrote that Taiwan's government should lodge complaints with the WHO and WTO to uphold national sovereignty and dignity and protect Taiwanese interests. But all the government did was inform the WHO that some Taiwanese products made with Chinese milk powder had been sold to Hong Kong. The government put Taiwan in the position of being an accomplice of Beijing providing the Chinese-controlled WHO with another opportunity to belittle Taiwan's sovereignty. Has China shown the slightest remorse for its wrongdoings? No. Hu and Wen have not expressed the slightest contrition, and Wang Xiaobing, Deputy Secretary General of China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, on a visit to Taiwan, behaved as if it had nothing to do with him. In an unusual move, Shigeru Omi, outgoing WHO Regional Director for the Western Pacific, criticized the Beijing authorities on Sunday for not warning the international community early enough. But Xinhua News Agency reported that the WHO said that China had been earnest and conscientious in its handling of the milk powder contamination affair. Clearly, Beijing has not learned the lesson and is still lying and covering things up. This China poison affair has caused panic, and Taiwan's food industry has been hit. If the government sticks to its pro-China line and completely opens up markets and cross-strait links, the result will be more poisoning. For both body and mind, staying independent is the way to stay healthy.